Notable Alaskans with strong ties to state policies of past decades crowded into a tiny room on the 10th floor of Anchorage's Captain Cook Hotel for a press conference today to announce the group Backbone's support of the Senate bipartisan working group. The Senate coalition has stalled legislation backed by the Parnell administration, aimed at giving Alaska's oil producers hefty tax breaks. Backbone is a political advocacy group, the organization formed in 1999 to oppose an oil company merger in Alaska. David Gottstein, one of the Backbone's original founders, said from his viewpoint as a financial risk manager, the oil tax proposal doesn't benefit the state.
We want a fair taxing method that rewards all properly and fairly, not one that places our state's fiscal future at a higher risk than playing the crap tables in Las Vegas. Literally, the numbers are much worse. We prefer the much more prudent and studied approach the Senate bipartisan working group is taking with regard to our future.
Gottstein says the state has a history of being exploited by powerful outside interests and that the relationship between the state and the oil industry has not been immune from that dynamic. He says the state needs to work with oil producers and that those producers should make money, but not more than they need to meet their fiscal requirements to the state.
In order for the Big Three to increase their Alaskan profits by $1 to $2 billion a year, through enhanced oil production, they would have to invest at least $2 to $5 billion in drilling and other costs in order to accomplish that. They would much rather achieve the same profit result by getting the legislature and the governor to lower their costs of goods by the same dollar amount, at a cost of just a few million dollars spent on public relations, lobbying, political campaigns, and even charitable giving.
Moderator Malcolm Roberts stood behind a poster of the state Senate bipartisan working group, the body of lawmakers holding out against Governor Parnell's oil tax legislation. Those attending were asked to sign the poster. Although former Governors Wally Hickel, Jay Hammond, and Bill Egan were invoked in each of the speaker's comments, no firm plan of action was outlined as to how Backbone will achieve its objective. Roberts says the group is not an official organization. It has no bylaws, officers, or membership.
We just have a passionate commitment to Alaska, and our main focus is oil and gas, Alaska oil and gas issues, and that they're used for the maximum benefit of our people.
Backbone members warn against a flood of outside money coming into Alaska this campaign season. According to Gottstein, Backbone has no plans to endorse candidates come November, nor does it have any funding to do so anyway. The organization is also planning a voter registration drive to attract younger voters. Governor Sean Parnell was not available today for comment, but he has recently said he intends to try to bust up the bipartisan group in the state Senate. Parnell says he'll work to get more Republicans elected in November in an effort to get his oil tax reduction legislation passed.